Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Green Mushroom Gaming, part of Green Mushroom Media. I'm Keith, one of your hosts, sitting here still with two other hosts. We're loving this three-host gig. We got David and Spencer. What's up, guys?
Yo.
Hey. Hey, wooey.
Oh, yeah. We are Green Mushroom Gaming. Let's get into it. Let's talk some games and shit. I'm all about it this week. I'm real excited. I don't know why. I'm just excited to talk video games and shit. There's nothing really even exciting going on. It's just a good day.
I think I have to agree with that. I've been kind of game ADD this week. I don't know what the hell to play. Nothing is holding my attention at all.
Yeah.
You're bouncing around.
Yeah.
I'll like sit down to play something and get completely sidetracked. So, but I've been keeping up with news. So we got some of that to talk about. I have been playing some more Turbo Golf Racing. And if you haven't played that yet, David, you definitely should. It's fucking awesome.
Golf is so boring.
Stupid fun.
It's not when you're driving a race car. Makes it a whole lot less boring. Oh, man. It's a good game. I'm still having a great time playing that game. Oh, wait. Before we get into video games and shit, let's give a big old shout out to our old boy, Dill. He's still our main patron, man. If you want to become a patron, go over to our website. You'll find the link to our Patreon. Become a patron. Give us $5 a month. We'll give you a shout out on our shows and a crisp high five.
I was kind of thinking as part of the shout out, I would make up some legend to attribute to our patron here. And so the first legend is, according to legend, Dylan. I don't know. Damn, fucking. I thought I would have something from the hip. Help me out, guys.
You came up with the concept, but not the follow through. I love it.
What's a legendary thing?
Real quick with that.
According to legend, Dylan is DB Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I got it. That's now, the first watched, legend.
All the pieces are falling into place.
I watched part of that documentary and it was slow and boring, and he's not DB Cooper. He's no DB Cooper.
He could be. According to legend, he is.
All right.
If you become a patron,
you need to plan these legends out. All right.
I'll think about the next legend this week. And if you become a patron, maybe that legend could be attributed to you.
You could be a legend too. Just give us $5 a month. You'll be a legend of something. All right. Let's move right along then. Let's talk about some games and stuff. Let's talk some Steam Deck. Because they did make a recent announcement that they are ramping it up. They're making a lot of these decks. And they're pushing people forward on the list. So if you were on quarter four, October through December, you might be in quarter three now. And you might be getting that email real soon. I think you got yours, right, Spence?
I got my invite for it. I did not end up purchasing it.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant. You got the email anyway.
I did. I got my $5 back is what I got.
Yeah, which, you know, I understand. Sometimes it's just not the right time. And since we're on the subject, moving right along, let's talk about Steam Deck 2. You know, it looks like Valve has hit something that they want to keep making. So they're going to make these even more and better. They're changing colors. They're probably going to update some hardware and stuff. The 2.0 Steam Deck has already been announced. What do you think about that?
Was it announced, or was it that they said, yes, we're going to be making one? They said they're going to be making one. Essentially, what they called the Steam Deck a multi-generational product line. There was no announcement of a Steam Deck 2.
Okay, well, that's as good as we're going to get right now from someone like Valve. So yes, you're right. Not an official announcement, but they are planning on rolling out a 2.0 version of the Steam Deck. So it's not going the way of Steam Controller and Steam Link and all those dead products.
Correct. Just,
I mean, that's pretty cool. I think this is a good one to stick with. It seems to have been pretty successful. People are liking it. I've seen a lot of posts about people really liking their decks.
Yeah, I'm pretty bummed out that I wasn't able to order one, but maybe eventually.
Yeah, maybe you'll get a 2.0. How cool is that?
That would be pretty sweet.
Pretty cool. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about something else, something a bit bigger. If you live in Europe, Canada, and some other places, I think there's like five other regions. There's a link here in our Discord if you want to come check that out. PlayStation 5 is getting a price increase. They're saying it is too costly for them to keep making these for the same price and selling them for this low, low cost that they have them at, which is not that low. They are increasing, not in the U.S. yet. I don't know if there's any plans for that. It doesn't really say. It says it won't be affected right now. But yeah, pretty crazy to me that they're gonna raise the price on these systems.
Yeah, they're going up 50 euros in Europe. They're going up, 30 pounds in the UK. So around the $50 mark.
Yeah, I think it's another like $60 or something in Canada. So yeah, right around that mark for everyone.
I love how immediately both Xbox and Nintendo issued their own statements. And they're like, nah, we're not doing that to our stuff.
They're like, no, we told you what MSRP would be, and that's what it is, and that's what we're sticking with. Like, yeah, we might run into some cost trouble, but they're making theirs. Like, I don't think Sony's hurting from their record sales of consoles, you know?
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, most consoles get sold at a loss.
Yeah, but at the same time, they bring so much business to...
No, yeah, absolutely. Yes, overall, of course, they're making profits.
So why increase something that you're already making a loss on, right?
Yeah, apparently they're losing money. They're losing too much money on the console.
I call bullshit.
I'm gonna agree with Keith on that one. What are they paying their little fucking Indonesian children to assemble these things? These things are not sold at a fucking loss.
Oh, yes, they are. Consoles are sold at a loss.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that consoles are sold at a loss. I'm disputing that they are sold at so much of a loss. Sony is selling PlayStation 5s at so much of a loss that they need to increase prices in specific regions. I don't know. It's really weird to me that they made this decision.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me with supply chain issues and stuff like that, that they expected to lose a certain amount of dollars per console, and now they're losing some unacceptable percentage more than that than they expected to is what's happening.
I don't know. I don't like your Sony apologist tone over there. <stuff. laughs>
Sorry, fuck them for price gouging their customers.
But I do get what you're saying. Yes, they are making this business decision. They've already put it in place. You will be spending more in these specific regions. So, like, I don't know, get fucked.
Buy a used system and fuck them.
Yeah.
If you can find
Nintendo is the only company that does not sell their consoles at a loss.
Which is insane because their consoles are always so affordable.
And yeah, but they're also way more underpowered.
It's true, but like what they're bringing to Switch, even being the underpowered system, is pretty incredible to me. It's running it's not running them like a Series X or a PS5, obviously, but you can run some pretty big games on Switch. That's cool.
I mean, you can barely run The Witcher, which is a 7-year-old game.
Yeah, The Witcher was like a card killer, though. That was like Crysis all over again. It was melting people's computers when it first came out.
7 years ago, and now the Switch can barely still run it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think there's computers like, today. I don't think like my computer could run Crysis. You know,
yeah,
there's that type of game that is going to be like too heavy for certain things. I don't know why they put stuff like that on the Switch, because you're right, it's choppy, and it I don't know how people actually suffer through playing something like that. I would beat my head against a wall before going through that. Anyway, we're way off topic. PlayStation going up in price. Xbox isn't. Nintendo isn't. So yeah, cool. What else? What else we got?
What next?
What's me? Next?
This nah, isn't I'm, my I'm, part of the show.
we'll fucking do something.
All right.
Are you scratching your
I want to jump in. It's time for news.
We're going news? News before a moment?
I only got two things.
Okay, we're going news then. Give me the news.
Because we just talked about the big news piece that I had. All right, there's a new Mafia game in development.
I did see that. That's exciting. That's a good call. They did such a great job with their definitive edition and everything. Like, I'm really excited to see what they come out with next.
I fucking love playing the definitive edition. That was so much fun. So I'm pretty stoked for a Mafia 4, as long as it's not as shitty as Mafia 3 was.
Maybe they learned some lessons.
We'll see. I hope so. What else here? This is why I wanted to do news, because it's fast. Sony is creating a mobile games division and acquired an existing studio to do it.
And just that makes an existing sad. Studio. Just
yeah, Savage Game Studios. Okay. I've never even heard of them.
Me neither. I don't know. I don't know. Mobile. Maybe they're like sick into mobile games.
I mean, I wasn't gonna. I mean, I felt like you were expecting me to be like, they've acquired fucking Avalanche Games to make mobile stuff.
I kind of did. But then you were just like, they acquired just
some dinky little mobile.
It's just like five guys in studio. A room.
I mean, maybe shit. it makes me sad. I don't know. It really makes me sad that is something that they see as profitable. So there you go.
Like, everybody sees these as profitable, but that's the problem, is they're looking at just snaking money out of people's pockets rather than developing good games. And
yeah,
that's the problem with mobile gaming right now, is it's mostly predatory. I'm not saying every mobile game out there is, but that's mostly what you get.
Yeah, and that's a pretty big bummer. So much of a bummer that's the way the news goes.
I'm bummed now. All right, so yeah, if we're doing this, do we got a moment? Should we have a magic moment?
Yeah. Speaking of predatory mobile games, I'm still playing Spellslingers. I'm interested in it enough. So we'll see how that goes. I am not going to put any money into it, just like I'm not going to put any money into Arena. I will buy magic cards, damn it. And that is it.
And stick them in a box at home.
Yeah.
That'll show them.
Pile them up on my shelves and look at them. I'm staring at my pile of magic cards right now. Speaking of magic cards, there's more coming, and I'm going to buy all of them.
What are they?
We got some good spoilers this week.
All right, give me a few. We can't run down like every single one of them.
Well, we got common tap lands with basic land types.
That's good for domain, since domain is one of the returning keywords for the set, where it does something based on the number of different basic land types you control.
Those are going to be good coveted lands. That's nice. That's good.
Yes. These are going to be going for a pretty penny while still in standard rotation. We got a contaminated aquifer.
Are you kidding? There's one in every pack.
One in every pack.
Yes.
Okay.
They're in there to enable drafts.
And people are going to be running how many in their standard decks?
Not as many as you seem to think.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
We will see. Those lands are going to go for 20 cents tops.
They're going to go for over $1.50 is what I'm thinking.
Oh my God. You're fucking crazy.
I'll fucking bet you $5 right now.
All right. Deal. $5. $500.
Fuck you. That was quite the leap.
Anyway, we got a blue-black contaminated aquifer. We got a black-red geothermal bog. Black-green haunted mire. White-blue idyllic beachfront. And a blue-red molten tributary. With some pretty great art.
Neato.
As far as spoilers this week, I'm going to read out a couple from the Magic subreddit. We got Green Sleeves Morrow Sorcerer. It is 3 green-green for a star-star legendary elemental that has protection from planeswalkers and from wizards. Green Sleeves Morrow Sorcerer's power and toughness are each equal to the number of lands you control. And whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, create a 3/3 green badger creature token.
Well, this could be a really rude card.
Yeah, so powerful.
3 green-green? So that's a 5-drop in a green drop. Deck? That's...
Yeah, easy. You can do that on
turn
3.
And then you're just going to be shitting out lands after that. And this thing could get big.
Oh, yeah. So that's going to be a draft target for sure. She's gross. I really liked Relic of Legends. It's a pretty standard mana rock, costs 3, tap for any color, but it has the additional ability to tap an untapped legendary creature you control to add more mana. And that's value.
That's pretty sweet.
That is really cool.
We got Joda, the Unifier. Pull you up bigger.
Joda, hit me. It's good.
Touch it. Oh my god.
I got it. One of every color. White, blue, black, red, green. 5/5. Legendary human wizard. Legendary creatures you control get +X/+X, where X is the number of legendary creatures you control.
Yes.
Whenever you cast a legendary spell from your hand, exile cards from the top of your library until you exile a legendary non-land card with lesser mana value. You may cast that card without paying its mana cost. Put the rest on the bottom of your library in a random order.
Has legendary cascade?
Yeah.
He's nasty.
That's pretty wild.
Pretty gross. Let's see.
5 colors. That's a pretty wild card.
Yeah. That's insane. That's really gross for a commander.
One more. I got one that I'm really excited about. Can I read it?
Yes, what is it?
All right, Sol Kanar the Tainted.
Ooh.
Taint.
All right. 2 colorless, blue, black, red for a legendary elemental demon, 5/5. At the beginning of your end step, choose one that has not been chosen. 1, draw a card. 2, each opponent loses 2 life and you gain 2 life. Or 3, Sol Kanar the Tainted deals 3 damage to up to 1 other target creature or planeswalker. 4, exile it, then return it to the battlefield under an opponent's control.
Interesting.
Oh, this is a fun little guy.
Right?
I could see that being... I could see that doing some funky things. There's a lot going on here. That's pretty cool. That could be quite the jank deck right there.
Yeah. We've got plenty of spoilers. The only other thing that I wanted to... highlight this week is we've got all 4 Warhammer 40K commander decks are spoiled now. So
are they really? I didn't even see.
Yeah,
that.
We've got Abaddon the Despoiler. I believe I read that card already. He's Grixis colors. We've got Zra Rank, the Silent King, 1 black, 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 flying, my will be done. Zra Rank.
You can just read the names. We don't need to read the whole cards.
Okay, fine. Fine. We've got the Swarm Lord. That's Tamir colors, green, blue, red. And we've got Inquisitor Greyfax, Esper colors.
Cool.
Nice.
I'm interested to see what more is loaded into these decks. I wonder if how viable they are. Usually these pre-builds are pretty cool.
Packed full of good stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah, I want to see what else is in here.
Well, very
neat. Tapped out.
All right. Sounds good. Let's, I don't know. We usually wrap the show after that. It's too soon for that. So let's keep going. More show. All right. Next up, let's talk about this big old password manager hacking. If you use LastPass, don't.
yeah, how many people were affected with that?
It was a lot. I don't know exactly. Let's take a look. It says no customer data or master passwords were compromised in the breach, but the hackers were able to gain access to the source code or bits of the source code of LastPass. So it's a freemium cloud-based password manager with more than 25 million users. And yeah, portions of the source code were stolen by these hackers. So it's this isn't good. This is bad.
Yeah.
It's bad for LastPass. What do we think can actually happen? So you make out with the source code. It doesn't say there was actual data breach for users. This could definitely lead to that, though. Yes, I mean they're going to have to scramble to change a lot, I'm assuming, right?
Honestly don't know necessarily, because if you're hashing the file that's holding the actual passwords, everything should be encrypted. Like, there's not really a way to break that just by having the source code.
Yeah.
Assuming that they did it properly. That's the main, like, they better hope they wrote that code properly, because if they didn't, now the people who have the source code will be able to find the weakness.
The weak links, yeah. So yeah, I guess that's the scariness here. I don't know. Seems like that's something you don't want to have hacked, though. So if you're using LastPass, check your shit. Maybe change your passwords. All right, what else can we talk about? Ooh, this one that Spencer brought up in our Discord. Let's talk about some Bitcoin. We haven't talked crypto in a while, yeah?
Okay.
So you shared this Forbes article, Spencer, about they did analysis of 157 different crypto exchanges or brokerages. And found that, because a lot of these guys, so we're talking like Binance and whoever you're trading through, right? The brokerages.
Right.
And they report like the baseline, like what the pool of all Bitcoin is worth, but they all are reporting something way different. And Forbes is finding, as they're doing all this, that like over 50% of this is just bogus data. It's not real.
Yeah, it's wash sales is what they call them, where somebody has two accounts and they basically just bounce a bunch of Bitcoin between them to drive up volume and theoretically drive up the price because demand looks higher.
This is how this doesn't work, right? This is a bad system. You should be able to know the volume of your currency and then like the value of said volume, right? And every one of these places is reporting something different, like drastically different at times. I don't know. Things are not looking good in the crypto world right now. From my side, what do you think?
I think you know my feelings here, and that is that anything that can be done on the blockchain can also be done off the blockchain just as efficiently.
And with somewhat less degree of fraudulence. This is just like bald-faced market manipulation.
Yeah, man, when you decentralize things, it means there's no regulation to protect people from fraud.
But my apes.
Right, the apes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, government bad.
I gave my apes 2 slurp juice, and now no ape.
And now you don't have your apes? That's the opposite. You're supposed to be able to slurp juice one ape, use 3 slurp juices on one ape, and get 3 new apes.
So I'm looking through the article now. They're saying as of writing this, CoinMarketCap had the latest 24-hour trading of Bitcoin at $32 billion, CoinGecko at $27 billion, Nomex at $57 billion, and Messari at $5 billion. These are drastically different numbers. Like $5 billion all the way up, $57 billion.
As to say that what those numbers were again?
The latest 24-hour of trading of Bitcoin. So well, that's, volume of
trade. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. I thought it was on that each individual, like $5 billion on that one exchange, $57 on a different one. Is that not what that was?
No accepted method of calculating Bitcoin daily volume, even among the industry's most reputable research okay. firms. So, yeah, they're... Gotcha. I don't think, I mean, maybe Forbes was misinterpreting.
No, I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's a huge problem, right? That is 10 times the volume that one firm says it's this much. The other says it's 10 times that much. There's no way for anybody, for an investor, quote unquote, to have any kind of analytical data on it.
Yeah.
It's because it's just the fucking Wild West of throwing your money down a toilet and hoping the toilet turns into gold.
It's really, really crazy how much people are still leaning on crypto. It's a gamble, man. It's more of a gamble than any other investment that you could possibly make. And
it's more of a gamble than a fucking slot machine sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes, most of the time.
Most of the time.
I don't know. Okay, we can move on for Bitcoin. I just thought that was a really interesting article. That one's up in our Discord as well if you want to come check it out. It's a good read. We touched briefly on it. There's a lot more going on there. Let's move on. Let's talk some more games. Last week we were talking about, I think it was last week, maybe even the week before. No, it was last week. We were talking about some of the really cool mods that were happening for Spider-Man for PC, right? And the PlayStation nerds getting real upset that people are having fun modding this game. Well, a new one came out that looks fucking great. And it's Kermit the Frog as Spider-Man. And IGN liked it so much. I got to find it, and I'll put it in the Discord. IGN liked this little bit so much that they took a clip up from the game, and they had one of their guys over at IGN do the Kermit the Frog voice for this small clip. So it wasn't Peter Parker talking, and it was Kermit the Frog. They actually had it. It was great. Man, these mods are awesome. It actually looks good, too. Like, the way Kermit can fold up and spin through the air, his Spider-Man moves are fucking sick. Kermit the Frog bouncing around like Spider-Man is I want more of that. I want a lot
more. That's good stuff.
Oh, big Chungus. We're talking that big old Chungus, the meme, could be making its way into multiverses. We see Warner Bros. Has, I think they went ahead to trademark Big Chungus, which is a good fat version of Bugs Bunny. I don't know if he's going to be his own character or if it's going to be a Bugs Bunny skin. I would guess a skin, but he could be making his way to multiverses. People are real excited about that.
As he should. And he should be a separate character from Bugs Bunny instead of just an outfit.
I think so, too. I think it should be a completely different set of moves, completely different character. I hope so.
That would be pretty fucking funny.
It would be very funny.
It's going to get him canceled, I feel like. Somebody's going to claim fat phobia and some panties are going to get twisted over it.
For Big Chungus?
I feel like, man.
I mean, it's probable that somebody will complain.
I'm surprised.
I doubt it'll be so bad already. That it gets taken out.
Hopefully not. I want to see Chungus as well.
I want the Chungus. I got two more things, a couple more games that we can talk about. Games. One is one that I think it's a ways off still, but there's a developer, Ravenbound, who is trying to make an open world roguelite. And there's some stills that looks like there's an announcement trailer here. I don't know how this game's going to work, but it has me really interested. If they could pull this off, I think it could be fucking cool.
Yeah, I don't quite understand how that would work, but I'm also not a huge fan of the genre, so maybe.
I'm a hit or miss fan of the genre. I've played some roguelites that it's like, man, this is really dumb and annoying, and I've played some that I can't get enough of. The most recent probably is what's that one? Hades. Hades was, I mean, just ridiculously good.
Yeah.
The story was good. The gameplay is great. I could fall back on that game anytime.
I'm still playing it every once in a while. It's fantastic.
Such a good game. So if they could do something that really like sucks you into this open world rather than locks you out for being a roguelite, you know, they might have something here. I'm interested. I'm really interested in this one. There's a link for that in our Discord as well if you want to check that out. There's not a ton of information on it yet, but it's got me interested. So let's keep an eye on that. And this next one I just found today, and it might be a reason why Wizards is doing what they're doing with Spellslingers and trying to make a dumbed down version of their game, is Disney has said they are going to release a new card game to compete against like Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, Hearthstone.
Sure, buddy.
I mean, it's Disney. Like they've got. I don't know what this is. It's called Disney Lorcana. So, I didn't even read through this. I just saw the title and I was like,
"So Ravensburger is the publisher that's doing it."
Okay,
that company has been around a very, very long time. It says 139 years old, and they've also done. I don't know if you guys ever played the Villainous board game, the Disney Villainous.
I haven't, but I've seen it.
It's pretty cool. We actually have it. It's a really cool Disney themed, like based around Disney villains, board game. They've done a bunch of stuff with Star Wars, Marvel. Like they're not coming out of nowhere here. It would not surprise me if they put something out that's at least enjoyable. Who knows if they'll actually be able to compete.
This is
a physical product. This is not like Arena or Hearthstone. This is a physical TCG.
I don't know if they're compete was probably the wrong word to throw their hat into the mix of this genre. And I think it's one that they can nail. They have so many different ways they could go with this. It will matter about gameplay. Here I'm reading that they're just saying.
I wonder what the stats on Cinderella are.
I'm reading here that it's they're not going to rely on like super high competitive level play, because that's what people play Magic for, you know, that and like. People, I don't even know if people play Pokemon. They just collect Pokemon. Like, I know more collectors of Pokemon than people that I've ever known to actually play the game, but I'm sure some people do. But what they're wanting to do is create a strategy card game. It's not going to be like cooperative, but one that you can go head to head with somebody and not feel like it's like I must defeat you competition. It's just going to be a game, I guess. So I don't know how you pull that off.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you go head to head with somebody and not feel competitive, not make it a competition?
I don't know. I don't. So we'll see how this goes. This is interesting to come into a card game so late, right? This seems pretty late in the game. We're not in the 90s. So.
I mean, why not, though? They've got the resources to do it. Give them give Ravensburger the IP and a bunch of money and let them go wild.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what I was just going to say. It's like, maybe you're late to the game, but it's Disney. They've got a following enough. Some of these Disney parents are more crazy about like, do you remember Disney stores back in the day? That place was a fucking nightmare because of the parents in that place. And they're still like that. The people that have season tickets to Disneyland and things like that. These types of collectibles will really get some of these Disney people's jollies off, I'm sure.
The expandability, you know, Disney has so many franchises. You can do sets based around individual properties.
Yeah, for sure.
For expansions.
Yeah, villains, princesses, animals. You could do all sorts of different things. So I'm interested. I'm curious. I'm probably not going to buy any cards, but I kind of want to see what they do with it, what the game's like, what the collection's like. So we shall see. Okay, that's all I got. You guys got anything else? You want to talk about something?
I just wanted to... I was scrolling down the Xbox Marketplace looking for things to play, and Scorn is coming to Game Pass October 21st.
Day one, baby!
Yes! Yeah. I'm very much looking forward to this game.
Hey, why not talk about a couple more day one drops? You know, we've been talking about this little game called Lies of P. That is a Souls-like Pinocchio game. Day one Game Pass. Spencer's brought up this other one as well. It's called You Suck at Parking. Fun little game. Day one Game Pass. God, I love that shit. I love that they're getting these great games to be day one Game Pass drops. My Game Pass is like, after doing the little Target hack that you don't even pay full price for it, and like you could just get on and get free games all the time. Fuck, it's such a great system. Game Pass, give us money. All right, that's it.
Free memberships.
We're done here. Let's call it. Let's wrap it up. Let's get the fuck out of here. Thank y'all for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Green Mushies. You could go over to our website, greenmushroommedia.com. Over there you can find our Patreon link. Go be a Patreon. We'll give you shout outs like you old boy Dill. It'll be a whole lot of fun. What else we got? We got a Facebook, we got other things. Discord, I've mentioned it several times. Come join our Discord, chat with us, tell us what you're gaming on, tell us what Disney cards you opened in your most recent pack. I don't know. And yeah, thanks for hanging out. Catch you guys next week. Have a good one. Adios.